There are many current infrastructure projects addressing growth at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles. How will you balance the job creation and economic growth with the need for maintaining the quality of life of the residents and neighborhood preservation of the areas most impacted? And this question is for Damon and then Doug.
Repeat the first part of that question again, sorry.
How will you balance the job creation and economic growth with the need for maintaining the quality of life?
No, the first part.
Oh, sorry. There are many current infrastructure projects addressing growth at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles.
Right, so we're talking really, I think, where we get into the SCIG project, the Southern California International Gateway Project. And this is where cities are different from businesses. In businesses, it's all about profit, right? My equity partners just want to know what's the bottom line, maximize my profits. And that really, at the end of the day, is what banks want to see: build a project on time, pay us back all of our interest, and they're not concerned about necessarily quality of life. When you're in government and you're representing people, you have to make sure that you balance quality of life with whatever is profitability and wherever there's economic development. And unfortunately, this project, it's an important project, but it's not in an ideal location. And we can't allow a project like that to move forward and then create all the hazards and harms that it would create for a lot of the residents. I walked over there at Villages of Cabrillo, and I see where the homeless school butlers are, where Bethune is located, and kids are playing right there, and Cabrillo, and you have Stevens right there. And so it's not responsible for any of us to sit up here and to say, you know what, we're going to move forward on that project without there being excessive concessions that the community ultimately would have to agree to, and we don't know if we're ever going to get to that point. And so that's how you balance it. Quality of life trumps economic development, particularly when you're putting other people's lives at risk.
Can you hear me? Okay, there it is. I think that you have to realize what we're talking about over there. It's not the SCIG project. It's the 10 projects that are going to be going on in the next 10 years in the Port of Long Beach that are going to visit all these environmental harms on the area. And I agree with Damon that you have to address that. But we have an opportunity. It's a unique opportunity. Historically, the way we approached these problems was to say, okay, let's assess the environmental harm, let's mitigate it. If we can't mitigate it, let's adopt a statement of overriding consideration and then move forward. Or if we don't want to, we'll move away from it. But there are so many projects, there's so much money, that I think what we can do is adopt what I call a social benefit approach. I would like to see a comprehensive plan for the west side of Long Beach. And I define the west side of Long Beach as being the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th districts completely. And I think there ought to be a plan that you can say what we need to do here is to figure out a way so that we can not just address the environmental harms as a result of these projects, because believe me, the port is our economic engine. We need to preserve what it is that we're doing, but not at the expense of our neighborhoods. And the way to do it is to say, you not only have to mitigate the harm, but you have to come back with social benefits. The social benefits would include the livability plan. It would include the kinds of things that City Fabric is doing in the Yards Project, and say we can create a bunch of open space over there. We can create 350 acres of parkland. Right now, the parks on the east side of Long Beach are 16 acres per thousand. The national standard is 10, but there's only 1 per thousand on the west side. You can increase that to 10 with creative uses of this, but you've got to think comprehensively, you've got to think big picture, and you can do it on the west side because the economics are there to support that.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Bonnie? Thank you. You know, in these last 14 years, there have been tremendous strides made at the ports. So what was polluting then has been changed dramatically, partly because of the Air Resources Board, partly because of people in this room who were very, very involved, the districts 1, 7, and 9 in particular, who came up with plans and said the port has to change their business model. And you know what? They really did. So port pollution has gone down 80%, the diesel pollution, the NOx has gone down 60%, many of the ships are plugging in now with electricity so they don't keep their engines on. When they're in the harbor, there are new technologies that are taking away the pollutants. People in the downtown area don't have the soot all over their cars, their patios anymore. There's been tremendous progress. We need to continue to monitor it.
Thank you. Any other chips? Okay, we'll move on to the... Okay, Doug, go ahead. Boy, you're using those freely.
With all due respect, Bonnie, you're talking about the past. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about where we're going, what we can do, and I'm talking about the environmental harms that are going to be visited on the west side as a result of the future projects that are planned right now. The port has done a phenomenal job, in fact, in the economic development field that we've been talking about. We need to support the work that the port does in terms of its innovative environmental policies, and we can do that. But we're talking about 10 projects worth billions of dollars, and we need to address those projects and come up with a win-win for the west side of Long Beach, because it's an area not only impacted by the port, but that has the most poverty and needs to be addressed by the city of Long Beach.
Thank you, Doug. Okay, Damon.
I'm probably as just as conservative as anyone else. I want to see, that we have new jobs, and I believe that our port is generating a lot of, jobs for our entire region, and I'm supportive of our port and all the projects that they want to do. But here's the thing. Oftentimes, you hear people make those comments that, we got to find a win-win. Really, what it means is a loss for the people and a win for business. You have to be careful when you make those comments. There are people who are going to be living right next to that project. One of the wins they say that happens is that we're going to pull millions of trucks off the 710. That's correct. Well, you know where those millions of trucks are going to go? Right adjacent to Stevens Middle School, right adjacent to Cabrillo High School, right adjacent to Bethune, the homeless school, right adjacent to villages where all of our homeless and people who are living there in affordable housing, some of them only on a six-month basis. And so we have to be careful. What I want to say is that, yes, I support the port, but we're going to put one leg up and say that the people that are there, because maybe they don't have the dollars to invest in all of our campaigns, and maybe they don't have the lobbyists that are going to support them, that they're going to have a mayor that's going to stand up and say that economic development does not trump quality of life.
Thank you.